Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A Senate vote fell short when it comes to enshrining abortion protections under Roe v. Wade into federal law. The 51-49 vote against moving forward with the measure, coming with the Supreme Court appearing to be poised to overturn the landmark 1973 decision. NPR's Susan Davis says more.
Really, the only thing Democrats can do here is try to create political pressure against Republicans going into the election. Democrats remain confident they have public opinion on their side. Most Americans in polls say they do believe women should have some level of access to abortion procedures, but they're essentially powerless to do anything to stop the court if they rule to overturn Roe, despite controlling Congress and the White House. The realities of the 50-50 Senate have not changed. Democrats don't have the votes to change the Senate filibuster rules to make it easier to pass legislation.
Today's vote comes on the heels of a leaked Supreme Court draft that indicates the High Court is prepared to overturn the ruling. The White House has nominated 7 lawyers to fill posts on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the bipartisan panel sets important policy for people convicted of crimes.
The Sentencing Commission has been hamstrung since 2019 because it lacked enough members to do its work. Now the Biden White House is proposing a diverse slate of nominees, including Mississippi Judge Carlton Reeves, who'd be the first Black person to serve as chairman. Criminal justice advocates have been pressing the administration to fill these vacancies for more than a year. The Sentencing Commission works to reduce disparities in punishment for defendants, and judges take its work into account in every criminal case. The nominees require confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A new report by the U.S. Interior Department is sharply critical of the Indian boarding school system used as a tool to assimilate indigenous people during the 19th and early 20th centuries. Member station KSJD in Cortez, Colorado, Lucas Brady Woods has more.
The federal Indian boarding school system included hundreds of institutions across 37 states. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland says the report finds that schools inflicted intergenerational trauma through family separations and cultural eradication.
The languages, cultures, religions, traditional practices, and even the history of Native communities, all of it was targeted for destruction. Nowhere is that clearer than in the legacy of federal Indian boarding schools.
Burial sites were also identified at more than 50 of the schools, and the report says more will likely be found as investigations continue. For NPR News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods in Cortez, Colorado.
Stocks fell again on Wall Street today after the latest government numbers show inflation slowed last month but was still near historic highs. The Dow dropped 326 points to 31,834. The Nasdaq was down 373. This is NPR. An attorney for the family of Jalene Randall was shot and killed by Houston police last month, says the findings of an independent autopsy show the 29-year-old was shot from behind in the neck. From Houston Public Media, Corey McGinnis reports.
Attorney Ben Crump says the autopsy results will prove that Randall died after being shot from behind in the neck while running away from officers who were attempting to arrest him. Now, Crump and Randall's family are calling for full transparency from the Houston Police Department.
They can't offer anything to justify why they killed little Jayla's dad. I mean, he's going from behind. They don't get the right to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner.
Crump and Randall's family are asking for body cam video of the shooting to be released. Randall was wanted on 3 felony warrants when confronted by Houston police. I'm Corey McGinnis in Houston.
Democrats who are part of the House Natural Resources Committee say they're asking the Justice Department to investigate whether a Trump administration-era Interior Secretary engaged in possible criminal conduct when he helped an Arizona developer get a permit for a housing project. David Bernhardt, who led the department from 2019 to 2021, is accused of wrongdoing amid allegations he helped developer Michael Ingram, a key Trump supporter, get a permit in 2017 for a massive housing project. That's despite the fact a federal wildlife official had determined the project would threaten habitat for imperiled species. Pro's 28,000 home development in southern Arizona was later put on hold by the Army Corps of Engineers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.